Davis?
Tony Gwynn.
Oh, Gwynn, yeah.
Yeah, he just, he's got the, I don't know what he's being paid, but now that they've gotten Joe Carter for $3 million, he thinks that...
Well, you know, there's a guy that is some kind of a ball player, and I guess he came, he probably signed a couple of years ago, and he's probably making $1 million now, but if he's tied into another year, there's really no way that he really should honor that. But the thing about it is that there's such a desire, that the dollar becomes such a greed thing that there's really not a great deal of loyalty anymore to an organization. Now, we'll find out if Yount, if he stays in, then I say then I give him credit. Herbeck could have gone for more money, and yet this is his home. And so I do feel that he made a good decision, and I respect that. And it's maybe not all dollars and cents with him, but the ones that are like Parker and these guys, give them wherever the best deal is, they're gone. And I'm not sure. There's more to life than dollar signs. I hate to see that, but maybe, I guess I can't say I wouldn't do it myself because I'm not in that position, but I don't think I would have. I think I would have had more of a priority than just dollars.
That's good to hear. I agree with you on both Herbeck and Yount. I was glad to see Herbeck re-sign with the Twins, and I would love to see Yount re-sign with Milwaukee, but so much money's been thrown at him.
Well, I hope he does stay there because, they gave him some real good contracts, and he's done well there, and I would hope that he would have some kind of loyalty to that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand he owes them. He's borrowed $5 million from them. He has to repay if he goes someplace else. That may enter into it.
Yeah, maybe Autry might pay that off. But, you know, Autry found out that you can't buy pennants. Steinbrenner found that out.
They keep trying.
You know, the guys, the teams that have the good scouting systems and good front offices are going to survive. And Baltimore has gotten back into the groove a little bit, but for years they had the great pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Richards brought that dimension to Baltimore. He brought defense, and it starts on the mound. And ever since he was there, they've had fairly good, those eras where they had the Walkers and the Pappases, and then the Barbers and the Bunkers and the Palmers, and then the Cuellars. You know, and so they've
mm-hmm.
really gone the gamut there, but then sooner or later you're going to have some lean years, just like the Yankees did. When Bobby Mercer's your best ball player, you know you haven't had trouble.
Yeah.
And not that he wasn't a good ball player, but he wasn't in that category of these other guys.
Of course not.
Preceded him.
Let me ask you about your relationship with the fans. Do you get many autograph requests at this point?
Yeah, really. I suppose four or five a month still.
Oh, yeah.
They have the register, I think, where they know where they can send. And they still send some of these autographs, and, you know, you just send them back, and, you see some guys that wouldn't even sign anything unless they got paid for it today, but, I'm not in that category, so it's kind of nice to have somebody still recognize you played it one time.
So you do sign autograph requests?
Oh, yeah, but they send them, and I just send them back, sign them and send them back, sure.
That's good. What do you think of this signing for or autographing for money that they make so big now?
Well, I don't know. I guess mixed feelings on that. I guess if you're going to sign some and the kid's going to go out and sell it to somebody else, maybe it should be some. I don't know. I guess it's too bad that it had to start in the first place because I think the compensation that the salary offers should be adequate, and it just is such a dollar thing today that I wished it wasn't. I if Puckett does anything like that, I think he turns it over to, or I don't think he's even doing it now, but some of them do turn it over to charity or something like that.
Well, that's good. I didn't realize that.
I think I've heard of some of them that would do that, but I guess the thing I look back on is the dollar, they're signing the big contracts from television and everything, and I hope, I know a couple of years ago, the ball players that are retired did get an increase in salary, in pension, and I think mine went up to about, one jump 40%. And I hope that they don't go back, even further than myself, and when they sign these big lucrative contracts, because the guys that are playing today aren't going to have a problem when they retire. But it's a little tougher on the guys that before them, you know. My pension is like, you know, $22,000, and I played 10 years, but I took it at age 45 too, and because I wanted to, I went into some church work full time with the Lutheran Church, and I wanted to subsidize my income, so I decided to take it at that time. And when I started out, it was like $13,000, so it's increased considerably. But I would hope that they would go back and make some adjustments with the guys and maybe increase their pension as they did a couple of years ago.
A friend of mine was is presently a scout for the Giants. He's about ready to retire. Gene Thompson, he pitched back in 39-40, I guess, for the Reds. He says that there is a great difficulty in getting the pension elevated for players from his time.
Yeah, it seems like it is. You know, that if they go back, it seems like they're risking some of the things they already have to do that. And it's a shame that they can't somehow go back and somehow compensate, just like they did in basketball. George Mikan, they didn't have pensions, but I think what they did, they went back when they, here recently in the last year or so, and have chosen to, based on the years that they played, give them so many dollars. And that, as I recall, that's been done.
I think you're right. It should be done because they didn't contribute any less than the guys today.
I mean, when you look at the road trips and the travel and the pioneering that had to be done in all sports, these guys are just the beneficiaries of what took place before them. And I'm not sure they all would like to reimburse anybody. Some would, and evidently some of them did feel that way. Otherwise, they wouldn't have increased the pension program for the major leagues here 2 years ago.
I think it's good that it's happening. You say you're working for the church today?
Well, no, I'm in sales. I'm in specialty advertising. I work for a company that we're a distributor for T-shirts and pens and calendars and things like that, and I really enjoy that. But I worked for the 2 years full time for the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church district office in Minnesota here, and so I'm quite close to the church, and I'm active at our own church, and that's my first priority. God comes first, so that's maybe why I feel a little differently about some of the monetary values that the ball players have today.
In your note that you sent back on my letter, you said you just came back from a trip overseas. Where'd you go?
We went to, our daughter graduated from St. Olaf 4 years ago, and she has been working since she graduated, and also this past year she was at the University of Iowa in graduate school. And one of the professors who has a work study group over in the Holy Land asked her if she'd be willing to come along with them this year and tutor their daughter. They have a Korean daughter, 11 years old. And Steffi decided to take a year off from school and go over there with them. They left at the end of August at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. And so she'll be coming home on the 23rd of this month, so she'll have been gone basically 4 months. And they went to New York and stayed a few days, and then they went to Turkey and Greece and Egypt and Israel. Now they're in Morocco, and then she'll be coming home here next week. But we went over there because she was there, and we wanted to take a trip, and she was kind of our unofficial tour guide for everything. We stayed at a Lutheran hostel in Jerusalem in the old city, and we were right with the students over there, and we just had a great time, and we did a lot of sightseeing, and we went with them on to a trip for 5 days to Galilee and that area, and And then when we came back, we did some sightseeing on our own, and we spent time with our daughter. And then we took 4 days off, and my wife and I took a bus down to Egypt, to Cairo, and we were there 4 days. And then we came back by bus, and just to see the lay of the land, and it was there's a lot of military things going on over in that area, but it was we weren't ever threatened by any means, but there are some sensitivities that do exist in Israel and also over in Egypt. But we had a great time. It was great to go. We were gone 3 weeks, but it was just nice to come home too.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the best part of any trips for us.
Really
sounds like a wonderful trip, and sounds like a great opportunity for your daughter.
Yeah, she's a very talented gal and straight-A student, and also thinking in terms of maybe wanting to be a professor someday, and her forte is history and English, and she's very creative in writing, so I'm not sure exactly what direction she wants to go now, but I'm sure she'll do fine, whatever that might be.
Do you have other children?
I have a boy, our oldest boy is 28, and he's in sales, and Stephanie is 26, and she's been working and continuing her education. Then I have a 24-year-old boy who is a son who he'll be 24 in January. He's a guard down at the Stillwater Correctional Facility in Stillwater, Minnesota. So he's a prison guard. He likes it very, very, very much.
Well, good. No baseball players.
And a lovely wife to go along with that. Well, the boys, all of them have been athletes. My oldest son played at Winona State College in baseball and was active in all three sports. And well, he played basketball and baseball in high school. And my daughter was an all-conference player junior year at St. Olaf. And she was quite an athlete at parochial school in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then our youngest boy played with wrestling and basketball and baseball. So all of them have some athletic ability, and they didn't have an opportunity to play professionally, but they do the golfing and the tennis, and they do the things that you really want to do when you're through. Even as a professional, you can only play so long in that
sport. Sure. Would you, given the chance to go back to the age of 18 again, would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if I would have done anything different. I think probably if I was going to be 18 years old today, I probably would have got to the major leagues a lot quicker.
Oh, I think so.
And it would have, back in those days, I chose not to go to school. I've got about 2 years of college, but I had a chance to sign with Detroit, which I did. George Moriarty, the old American League umpire, manager, player, signed another fellow and I, and we signed out of Edina High School in Minneapolis here, and it's one of the suburbs, and they really weren't that interested in me, but they wanted George. George was a 6'3", 215-pound left-hander who they thought was going to be another Hal Newhouser. So I was kind of thrown in on the deal, and we wanted to go play together and sign together, so we did. But George, after a couple of years, came up with a bad arm, and then subsequently I played 6 years and then wound up playing in the major leagues. But it was a long haul, but I guess I appreciated it more once I got there.
And no regrets over the whole thing?
Oh, no. I've got a home paid for and a lot of things that... that really are the result of baseball, and it was just great to be able to play and wear a World Series ring, and having been there and have a lot of mementos from that, and it just was a great experience.
But you mentioned mementos. Did you collect a lot of souvenirs from your career?
Well, bats that I had signed and baseballs, and I've got balls that are autographed by Hall of Fame guys and teams that I played in the minor leagues and pennants and things like that. Even have a Boog Powell and I one time went to the Martin Company in Baltimore to sign some autographs for for the Martin, and they were involved with, you know, with the Gemini program and some of the space things. And one of the things that I treasure is when we finished that day, they gave us a a framed picture of all the astronauts at that point.
Oh, yeah?
And their pictures and their autographs, their actual signatures. And that includes Armstrong, who walked on the moon, and John Glenn, and all these guys. And that was really kind of, I didn't realize how valuable that would be someday.
Well, I bet it is, too.
And, you know, some baseball, a few trophies, but... And I still have those in the family room. I threaten to take them down, but we still leave them up. Not that we it has to be a mausoleum, but people do have an interest to look at them.
Sure they do. Do you have your own baseball cards?
My own cards?
Yeah, the ones that you know you appeared on your career.
There were 9 Topps bubblegum cards, and a friend of mine on my birthday, I think it was my 40th birthday, gave me all 9 encased in a real nice wooden frame, and they're in mint condition. So, and then since then there were 2 others that came out. One by an outfit in Baltimore, and then there was a 2 of them Baltimore cards that were in addition to that. So, and you know, you talk about how times have changed. I remember back when you signed for Topps, you originally got you know, so much each year, a few dollars, I guess it was, and then today, because of the royalties that and the things that they use their name for, as I understand it, the last spring training, every major league player that came to camp got a check for close to $30,000, maybe.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, it was. I think it was like $29,000, if my facts are correct. $29,000 for you being able to use their name and autograph on all the paraphernalia that they have that's available to buy, you know, purchase through Major League Baseball.
Oh, there's so many things too.
It's just incredible, isn't it?
I've got a 17-year-old who's got, I guess, jillions of cards, and I've got a 6-year-old who the 17-year-old has gotten interested in it, and he's starting collections. we support those guys, I guess.
Yeah, it's just really, it's just, you know, people, I know guys that are making a livelihood out of being able to sell cards.
Yeah, there's, I'll just here locally, there's, I guess there's 4 or 5 baseball card shops here, and well, we live in Paris, Kentucky, but Lexington is the closest city, and, it's just hard to imagine that this area this size can support that many, but they all seem to be making money.
Yeah. Well, and more power to them.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Anybody, you know, as long as they stay honest, let them do as good as they can.
That's
Bob, I really appreciate your time.
Well, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you caught me home here. It was a good time to call, and you have my address, and if you put something together, I sure would be pleased to have a copy.
Well, of course, we'll send you just one, or you want some for your kids, or how would you?
If you have a few extra, that'd be great.
I think we can probably send you one for you and one for each kid.
Well,
now, some guys, I don't do a lot of this because I am a veterinarian and I do have to earn an honest living anyhow, but I do, I guess I probably have 3 or 4 of these interviews appear each month. It's a weekly publication. Some fellows want to see it before it's printed. Okay.
I'm sure the questions that you ask and my answers, I'm sure that they'll be representative in your column.
Yeah, I guess some guys have been misquoted and don't want to take a chance, but, you know, I've got it on tape. And
nothing that I would have to apologize, I don't think, for anything I've said.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Interviewed one of your old teammates about 3 weeks ago, Steve Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
He's an athletic director up here at Morehead State, about an hour's drive from here.
Sure. He was played for the Lakers. I saw him play for the Lakers at one time,
mm-hmm.
Left-hand pitcher, and we were at Washington together. Real fine man.
Awfully nice fellow.
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, Bob, thank you. I assume the way things usually run, from the time I get this submitted to the magazine till they get it published, usually is about 2 months. So I think we're probably talking about a February or March issue.
Terrific.
But as soon as it's, I'll have them, I'll tell them they'll send you, well, sometimes they send me, but in any event, somebody will send you four copies of the publication when it does come out.
Wonderful. I sure appreciate that, and thanks so much for calling. Have a great holiday season.
Thanks, you too, and really appreciate your time.
Sure thing.
Okay, bye.